Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Hello. How are we today, hey. Team? Good. Are we good?
Yes. Yeah.
That is good.
Thursday. Took you a little while to get the days of the week, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, day chat's so interesting. It's,
I'm just saying.
Pissing down here.
I woke up on the wrong side of bed.
Weather chat's worse.
Did you really?
You did, actually. Yeah. You're a little bit... It took you a while to wake up this morning.
The weather bums me out.
Because you can't make money. That's
Not about that. I find overcast weather very depressing. I could never live in London.
Oh, I like it. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, wet weather's great. Creva, you are a bit of a bitch when you are in a mood, aren't you?
It's the bad weather.
Real short, isn't he? How would you describe Crevo's bad moods, Jade? Because I think we're quite expressive bad mood people. Mm. If we're in a bad mood, people
I
know.
I bottle it up.
Do you?
Yeah, I keep everything inside.
Oh, are you okay?
I like
it's healthier.
That's easier to handle.
Yeah. Just keep it in. Like if you're having a bad mood about the day, keep it in.
You weren't rude about anything. You made a couple of your little looks where you think people aren't looking and you pull a face, but
yeah.
But other than that,
restricted to that.
Other than that, it was just that you normally don't get your words so jumbled up and the first hour took you a little while.
Yeah, I hate overcast weather. It makes me, especially days and days of it, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, but you did all right, man. Don't beat yourself up. We all have good days and bad days.
Yeah.
how condescending.
That's just general advice.
That's true.
That's not catty.
True.
I have bad days. You have
did
terrible
you have a good
days,
day
Maddie. And then you have good days.
Gee, that
it's
turned.
If we're self-evaluating,
that's what I was doing.
How did you go today?
Ever
how
laugh
did you go
anything?
Today? How did you go today?
I had a great day today.
What would you rate your delivery and overall vibe of the show today?
Score
out of 10, 10 being fantastic, the best show ever to hit radio, 1 being a heap of shit.
I'd say an 8.
You think an 8 today?
Yeah. I think I was really well prepped on all my things that I had to lead. I think I did a great job, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about you, Kruber?
Me? I don't know. 6 or 7.
Yeah. I would say today started off as a 5, ended up 7.
For yourself?
That's good. We're all about average.
No, do you know what the show overall today?
I thought it was good. To be honest.
6.89.
No.
Really?
Nearly a 7.
It was better than that.
It was better than that.
It was better than that. You're really critical of our show sometimes, a bit too much.
Because
you strive for excellence.
Yeah. No, I beat myself up when I fuck up.
It was a good show. Mm.
It was good.
Actually, great callers.
Yeah, great callers.
We had great callers on today.
Anyway, I was just more reflecting on my own mood rather than the
quality
than
of the
show.
Oh, that's where the conversation went awkward.
but it is what it is.
Anyway, but besides that, you can let us know what you think about our show. Give us a review.
Only 5 stars.
Please.
Yeah. Any less. You don't want it.
Don't bother.
Yeah, but no, it was... I'm looking forward to the weekend because obviously we're hosting
Why
a big event.
Why are you doing a pulling action on that cylindrical
shaped
item?
Oh, I was just shaking. I have a stiff
item.
Sore and story relief gel and I was just shaking it up inside. Relief gel. It's like, so for those who don't know, it's like a deep heat. It's like a balm you put on your muscles to ease them.
That's right. For all your sports.
Yeah.
Stretching.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very introspective self-evaluation
anyway,
for all of us, wasn't it?
No, but let's go back to what I was talking about. I was we've got our big event on the weekend. So today, I don't know about you guys, are you getting your haircuts organised?
No, I'm not getting, I don't need a haircut.
Mm. I do. Yeah, I probably
you
have
you
one.
You piss
one.
Off, Jade, with your backhanded compliments? Let me tell you, I'll fucking do what I want in my life. Look, my hair is fine.
You know, it does look
It'll
nice.
Be styled nicely.
Yeah.
On the night. We're hosting an Are You Okay fundraising ball.
Yeah.
For mental
health.
Oh,
good. It's nice you guys are getting involved in the conversation now. And so I'm going to be getting a tan today.
You are such a little grub
nails.
When you want to be.
Well, we've been playing the sibling thing all morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truce.
Big supporter there, doll.
For what?
Nothing. What?
You look like Pinocchio.
Why?
Your nose is getting longer.
Why? What am I lying about?
I don't know.
This is the sibling things kicked back off. Hey, enjoy the podcast.
Yours has always been big because you're a witch.
Yeah. No. See you later, guys.
Gonna... Let's boil some babies.
Babies? They wouldn't taste nice.
Okay. I'm going to leave that right
Bye.
There.
Bye.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I know this might be unpopular, but when everyone says, you know the J.R. Tolkien books?
Yeah.
In high school, I hated those.
Not for you.
Not for
Ooh,
different strikes.
A lot of book readers out there.
I don't care.
A lot of bookworms. They're going to hit you with the spine of their books.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Hey guys, welcome to Thursday. Wow.
Good morning.
She's wet outside today.
Oh. Isn't she? What?
Oh my gosh. I stopped in at 7-Eleven on the way to work. I am literally soaked.
To the bone.
Oh, you're not that bad. I did a great job.
You
want to
come and film me, Jade? Actually, stay over there.
Yeah. No, because I had to drop him off at the doors, which I thought was very nice. I broke the rules and said, no parking. Then I did the quick...
Is there anything you don't want an accolade for, Jade? Like, you dropped me off at the door at 7-Eleven in the pouring rain.
And then I stood at the back. I was waiting. I didn't block any traffic. I was really proud of that, like, at the servo, because it's hard.
Oh, you should be, Jade.
Anyway,
it is hard.
And then I've done that. You wouldn't know, Maddie. And then I'm waiting. I'm looking through the rain, through the window, to see if I can see Maddie coming to the doors. I did. Boom. Straight away up there, pulled up like I was a limousine driver.
Yeah, actually, I was a bit annoyed that you weren't waiting for me when I walked out because I got more wet. I'm just saying.
I'm glad we sorted all that out.
How are you today?
What's happening? Some warning beings.
Yeah, good. I mean, I don't like this kind of rain, but whatever.
You lose money when it rains, right?
Well, people don't buy antiques in the rain. That's what I've found. But hey, I just find it annoying. I don't know why. I just do.
I like it.
Here's a story for you. Interesting. Yeah. Yesterday, Crevo, you called me.
Yes, I did.
Ooh, share the story. Tell me.
An absolute piece of gold. So I had this customer who was started chatting to me. Like, first of all, he said that he wouldn't be able to make it to pick up his item. I was like, oh, that's fine. You know, we'll just sort out another time.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not fine. I don't like to be the person that lets someone down. Aww. I was like, that's very
nice.
Sounds
like me.
Yeah, well, hey, absolutely. And then he sort of said, like, things moved on a bit because he said he'll be back in Newcastle on the weekend. Maybe he can, like, pick up the item then. I was like, absolutely no problems. No dramas, I said. He goes, oh, it is a drama. I hate saying that I can pick something up and then work says I can't. And then little break. And then it says, P.S. Matt is hot. And yes, I swing both ways. I was like,
that's amazing.
I really know what to say there, except there you go.
What a great message.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
What's his name?
His name is Nate.
Oh, haven't you Googled him yet?
No, I haven't, no.
There's something.
Listen to you.
I lived through you.
Stalk away, Dolph.
I lived through you
away.
In the single life. Oh, I will.
Hey, guys, up next. If anything this morning, we're only doing this next segment for a bit of a laugh. Mm. So do you remember on A Current Affair, the dog barking man?
Of course.
I've got the audio here just to remind you.
Well, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the road. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over.
I mean, Aussie icon right there, right?
Yeah. Dogs are across the road.
I don't know what it is about people when they get a news camera in their face and the strange, odd things they do. There's a new man that's made a new animal sound.
Oh, great.
I'm going to tell you who it is next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, guys, news report happened over in Ireland. A gentleman who lives on Valentia Island over there, which is one of Ireland's most westerly points, spotted a huge walrus that had just rocked up. And it's a bit out of the ordinary because walruses don't usually travel to Valentia Island. So it turns out it travelled there from Greenland.
That's a huge and very, very long way. Yeah?
Walruses are only bound to the Northern Pole.
I'm not exactly sure.
They must be.
I know that they're sort of always in certain places. Because whenever you see a wildlife documentary with walruses, they're always like blobbering around on a certain beach, like hundreds of them, and you're like, oh, that's where all
We've
the walruses
are.
Lone walrus.
Some of the punters had some interesting theories as to why the walrus rocked up there. One said, what brought him so far? They said, we think he must be chasing a female. He's big celebrity, lots of people taking pictures. This one man, though, was one of the people that the news interviewed about the walrus being in town, because obviously not much happening on Valencia Island, and that makes news. But this guy, check this out. You'll get a laugh out of this. He is the next big animal celebrity. Check this.
Suddenly, I heard...
And this is who Anthony Fitzgerald heard roaring last night. An Arctic walrus believed to have come across the ocean all the way from Greenland, landing on Valencia Island, hungry and exhausted.
I can't help but have a big grin here.
I know.
One more time. Now, who goes on the news and makes that horrific sound?
In his mind, he just wanted to tell the story,
right? Yeah, I think it's sweet. I like it.
I have a theory. I reckon that's what he sounds like when he wakes up in the morning next to his wife.
Really believable. For someone who... I've only seen a walrus once. Yeah. Because, like, it's not a sound that you go, oh, okay, kids, like, at school in particular, what sound does a walrus make?
Nobody knows.
No.
Only that guy. You can make any sound, you totally believe it.
So, basically, it did go over there to mate. So, it's now gone. It went home.
Oh,
yeah,
he spread his seed. Good on him. Went on his way.
Oh, I just can't believe it. Like, who does that? Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you guys because I think it's really funny. I have found a walrus sound, actually.
Oh, okay. Like, from the wild.
Uh-oh.
Let's compare. Here we go.
Suddenly, I heard...
Close enough.
Not bad.
You can't get that.
It could be a walrus deep, with a sore throat.
That like deep throat sort of gutsy sound that the walrus has.
Can you try one?
I can't. How was that?
Well, that sounds like you burping every morning, actually. Lads versus Lass is up next, Crevo.
Accurate. Yeah, that's right. 13:10:09, we need one guy and one girl for our ultimate battle of the sexes. And, of course, this week you could win yourself a car pass, up to 8 people to Hen Greta Drive-In. We need one guy and one girl to take on... You're the opposite sex in this quiz game that we've got.
Yeah, we'll do it next. Lads versus Lasses, the lines are now open.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, that's right. It's our very own Battle of the Sexes game. And, of course, the lads are... Well, we're still ahead by a couple of points.
19.
That's right.
The girls are on. Lads, 21. 19.
21.
No, we're not on 19. We're on...
19.
Oh, yeah, we are. Oops. Sorry.
I'm glad that's all just sorted.
You're finished? You're done? Okay, good.
Check every now and again. Keep you boys on your toes. Make sure you're not cheating.
We're cheating? All right, fair enough. Look, we do need a guy still, 13:10:09, and there is a car pass to Hen Greta Drive-In. Up to 8 people you can take in that.
Yeah, you can.
Let's go to our last first.
Yeah, we're going to Daisy right now. She's from Raymond Terrace. She's a real estate agent. She's in a relationship for just over 3 years now, and she's outgoing, crazy, and funny. If she could animorph, it would be into a giraffe.
Hey, Daisy.
What's so cool about giraffes, Daisy?
No idea. Kind of just put me on the spot there.
Oh, really?
Do you have a really long neck?
No.
You know, you've got to be careful when you're a giraffe, Daisy, because there was
a
story.
Have you thought of this?
Here's some top advice for you.
No, dead set. There was a story that came out about a month ago, and there was these two giraffes, the poor things over in Africa, died because they got hit by lightning.
Oh,
Yeah, Daisy's like, so
well,
tall.
There you go.
True story.
I'm really worried Daisy is, I reckon.
Here we go.
All right, your first question. What is the tool brand Gorilla best known for making? This is multiple choice. Is it A, concrete finishing tools, B, ladders, or C, pillars and pincers?
Pliers.
Oh, whoops.
C.
Yes, correct.
Well done.
One point on the board. Question two.
In fishing, what are speed clips used for? Speed, hang on. Yeah, speed clips. Yeah, it's a tricky one. Changing lures without tying a new knot. You just swap the lures. All right, question three.
Jade's doing the quiz for you now, actually.
The 370Z is a fake... What? How do you pronounce it?
The 370Z or 370Z.
Oh, whatever. 370Z is a famous line of sports car made by which car brand?
It is a
correct.
That is right. Well done.
Good job. Two on the board. That's okay. We still need a lad. 13:10:09. 5 seconds on the board to call. Otherwise,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
She wins. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You win.
Yay!
Well
lads
done,
let
Davey.
Us down today. The lads, you're all terrible.
Good job, Daisy.
You're all terrible.
Do you have kids you're going to take to the drive-through?
No, probably some of my friends, actually.
Oh, good stuff. Thank you, Daisy.
Girls night.
And New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go round? Guys, I'm absolutely outraged this morning.
Why is that?
You look at you. Your face is going red.
No, honestly, this really grinds my gears because there's this Russian tennis player called Andrei Rublev. I believe I've got that right. He's 23, right? And he's won his last 21 games straight, which is pretty impressive, right? He's ranked 8th in the world. He's accrued, right? Nearly $10 million in prize money. Money, good for him. But the thing is, he's come out saying he can't afford to buy a house. This year alone, he's won just over $1 million in prize money.
Man, what is it with tennis players?
What
they are so out of touch.
I mean...
100%, agree with you there.
I thought when I first saw this article, right, that he'd won $10 million in the past year. He's only won $1 million.
This year, but he's accrued over a period of time $10 million. Like, what's he doing with his money?
Well, that's what he's won over time. It'd be so easy to spend that and not have enough cash for it.
Where's he looking at buying?
I think an apartment over in New York.
Oh, right.
He could probably hardly...
Nah.
No, he couldn't buy it.
Do you know what? Out of touch. I'm sorry. Go somewhere else. Do you know, I'm sure there's another close by suburb that, you know, that have apartments that are under $10 million for sale.
Yeah. See, he's just greedy.
You guys see $1 million and think that's all the money in the world.
Okay, millionaire Mark.
$10 million, Crevo, that's insane. So anyway, on 13:10:09, we want to know, is this $10 million tennis star out of touch? Surely it's got to be.
Do you know what? You're actually a fool if you think otherwise.
No, I'm like, sorry, Maddie. I'm sorry, but I thought he earned $10 million a year. If he only earned $1 million, he probably can't afford an apartment in New York. So his marginal tax rate, he's probably, out of that $1 million, he's probably got $540,000.
Oh, the poor thing. He's struggling hard.
You can't buy any apartment in New York for that.
Like, he does have some costs.
Of course.
You know, but still, you can manage your money a bit better than that.
This is coming from people with money, I'm sure. Let me get my Kleenex out.
you guys think he's out of touch, but he's trying to buy in New York. He's not.
Yeah, righto. Well, have your say on this matter. What do you reckon? Is this $10 million tennis star out of touch on 13:10:09?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Thanks. Just
I got it. Money, dear, rich, baby, tap in.
I got bills.
And I just mentioned to you guys that there's this Russian tennis player called Andrei Rublev, and he's only 23. He's won his last 21 games straight, which is pretty impressive. He's eighth in the world. He's accrued $10 million worth of prize money across his career so far. And he's saying he can't afford to buy a house.
Whinging and bitching. He's got $10 million and he's saying he can't afford an apartment. Please.
He's won $1.26 million in prize money this year alone.
Look, you say he's got $10 million, but that, like, out of that, he would have only been able to take about $5.4 million after the tax office. And that's over how many years? Years, he would have spent all that.
Yeah,
so
well,
in the last
don't
year,
live in New
don't
York.
Don't live beyond your means.
In this, in New York, right, I just had a look on Zillow, which is like their new realestate.com.au. Yeah. So if you want a basic, very basic three-bedroom apartment, which if you're a tennis player, like a tennis star, you'd think, well, that's a minimum. Three-bedroom, one bathroom, 1.5 million Australian.
Yeah, there you go. Won $10 million.
Yeah, no, but that's over how many, over the years?
Yeah, but he has, Crevo, 1.5 million. There you go. You've just proven yourself wrong.
Yeah, no, he's 23 years old. What has he needed all the like money
probably
for?
Needs a nice car and stuff. Like, if you're a big tennis star getting
man,
around,
you're a flog,
you can't be
hey?
Getting around in, like, a two-door Corolla. What
well,
a joke.
You know what? Someone might be on Crevo's side. On 13.10.09, is this $10 million tennis star out of touch?
Slash, is fine. Crevo out of touch? Hey, Jenny.
Good morning, Groovers. Hang on. Girlfriend, I've got your back.
Yeah, okay.
I recently bought a house, so I'll be moving this weekend with the rain, thankfully. But houses these days, honestly, cost a heap, right?
Mm.
I knew that I was going to buy a house within 2 to 3 years' time. So I, earning my very nice weekly wage, put money aside. He's 23 years old. Grow some balls, mate. Put some money aside and then buy your $1.5 million house.
You tell him. You tell him, Jenny.
He's got the money. He's a bloody athlete. He's a star.
Do you know what he wants, Jenny? He wants the multiple rooms so he can have lots of women over and have lots of parties and impress
his
friends.
But he can have that. But save for it like the rest of us.
Yeah.
He's 23. Give him some basic growing skills, bullshit.
Yeah, no, I agree, Jenny.
Perfect.
If you want that kind of mansion place, though, I've looked at something a bit nicer here with, like, a view of Central Park. $39 million. He can't afford it. He's hard up, you guys.
Thank you, Jenny. Karen, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Karen. This guy, out of touch, right?
Completely out of touch. What you got to take for account is this guy in order to...
Jenny, you are Karen, you are so angry your phone keeps breaking up.
You've broken your phone.
Just because we could all add zero.
No.
Look, I'm sorry, Karen. We get it. Karen, you're really angry.
Your phone's breaking up with bad reception there, but I'm feeling you.
100% of course.
I don't even need to hear what you're saying to understand that you're pissed off.
No, she was with Crevo on that one. So
oh, really?
Was she?
Just went away in there. She said that you've got to add up all these expenses to pay for media people and coaching.
Oh, Karen.
Yes.
Travel
yes!
around the world.
Boom.
Finally, some common sense.
I'm also with Crevo on this one.
Yeah,
are
absolutely.
You really?
Yeah,
100%. Jackson.
You know what the real estate market's like over there.
And things are expensive. Like, if you're not in that career field, it's very expensive. I get it.
You can't just snip down to Rebel Sports and buy a $20
Look,
tennis
in all
racket.
Fairness,
that stuff is really costly.
In all fairness, okay, he did say that, you know, he does have to pay his coach and physios. That can add up. But there's a thing called tax write-off.
Maddie from the newsroom, you've been shaking your head this whole time. Crevo's weird, right? This is terrible.
Actually, no, I'm with Crevo.
Oh,
what is wrong with
you, Maddie?
Apparently, it's a huge problem within, like, the tennis world generally, is a lot of them have to spend so much money on their own stuff. And I think, and here's me with my typical optimism.
Yes.
If you think about the fact this guy, a lot of his money has gone to paying his staff and his whole team, who he's clearly kept on throughout COVID, which, you know, is
oh, yeah,
it's
no,
who's
no,
fault that? big issue. But I do agree. He should just, like, I don't know, move to New Jersey or something. Just don't move to New York.
Yeah, like, don't live beyond your means. This is what annoys me. Why has he got to stay in the fancy 5-star hotel? Why can't he stay in a 3-star?
Well, like, we don't know. He probably has been staying at, like, the Ramada Inn the whole time to save up for the house.
I see what's happening, Maddie.
He's hard up. He is hard up. And you guys need to cut him some slack, this poor
There's
guy.
There's big money to be earned in the newsroom, hey, Maddie? Yeah, you and Crevo sticking together.
Oh, yeah.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time for our search for Newcastle's cartoon lookalike.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yep, that's right. I am so excited by this segment. I met a guy that looked like Peter Griffin, and I thought this would make a fantastic radio competition. 5 contestants, you vote. The winner wins a mystery prize that I have lined up, guys.
It would have been a very surreal experience sitting next to Peter Griffin at the Knights football match, watching him down beers, because that's what his character does a lot.
That's right. Eats a lot, drinks a lot, and you were in the big fancy corporate box, weren't you, where all that stuff is free-flowing. They would have had access to that, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this guy owned it, right?
Yeah, he loves it. He's like, yep, lap it up. So basically, we have right now a Johnny Bravo, a Dora the Explorer, and a Barney Rubble. And guys, we do have another person on the line. I can't believe it. Here she is, Heidi. Hey.
How are you this morning?
Hey,
morning.
Going well. Thank you, great. Heidi. Now, tell us, is it you or someone you know that looks like a cartoon character, and who is it?
It's my little brother, who is now over 40.
Yeah.
But apparently, and I can't see it, I guess I could when he was younger, Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
Bart Simpson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Eat my shorts and all that.
Can he do the voice as well?
Can he do the voice? Yeah, he probably could. He's very funny.
Okay, so, interesting. If you're a big fan of The Simpsons, there are some flash-forward episodes when Bart is a 40-year-old man.
That's true.
So,
that's kind of where he's got to.
Really?
Does he still live with his parents?
He hasn't always stayed on the right side of the law, but at least he looks that, like that Simpson.
Hey, you've got to take what you can get in life, right?
Well, I think so. It would make him very popular in Her Majesty's service, that's for sure.
Where is he based? Because you have an English accent. Is he overseas or is he in Australia now too?
Oh, Jade, you beat me down. I'm actually a Kiwi.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Sam, I thought I didn't want to say it.
My bad.
But it's okay. People mistaken me for South African as well. He's in New Zealand, so he's in a little town called Palmerston, north of New Zealand.
Oh, sweet.
Well, that's all right. Yeah. We'll still take it. We've got a Bart Simpson in there. Thank you very much.
Cheers for that.
Thanks, Heidi. Wow. The 40-year-old Bart Simpson.
We can get him in like a photo.
We can do
form.
A Zoom, yeah.
Yeah, via Zoom. Perfect.
We can Zoom him in.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
It's stretching it, isn't it? It's stretching it there. 40-year-old Bart Simpson.
No, well, if you've got the flash forward parts.
I believe in this segment. I'm sticking
with
it.
We'll take it. Yeah, we'll take a Zoom entry. It's COVID. Not everyone can travel.
You know who
I'd
love? Someone who looks like Roger Ramjet.
Who's that?
Maybe you guys are too young.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember that.
Just really old, Jade.
That's so embarrassing. No, not too old. I remember Roger Ramjet.
Yeah, he's sick. Roger Ramjet, he's a hero fighting for our nation.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jade.
Yeah, good.
I'm Googling it now. American TV series.
You know what? You've actually given me the biggest compliment, Jackson, like, knowing
that.
Ever
had. Look
I
at
just
you.
Used to love that show.
You tickled pink, Jade.
So good. Well, because normally these two are always like, Jade, you don't know anything, you're older.
Roger Ramjet, it's you two on an island watching that
actually,
one.
Actually, you know what? I think I've seen it.
You have. You would have.
Suddenly me.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Those who don't know, Crevo's ankles fuse together. Yeah. Like the bones, they become one and then they sort of re-break.
I thought I had problems this morning. I've washed half of my clothes doing like a big wardrobe clean out and I'm wearing a shirt that looked great on me 3 summers ago.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go? Oh, guys. I woke up a little bit this morning sore. round the backside. We had sport last night, pickleball, but the thing is... No, Maddie. This isn't... I'm
do
not
we
talking...
have to talk about pickleball?
We do, because...
One day!
I had... it was laundry day. I didn't do laundry on the weekend.
You never do laundry, Jade.
So I'm out of undies, so all I had left was my thongs. So I had to wear a G-string last night.
And did you fall over or something?
No, it's just a bit raw. Like, it feels...
Do you know what? I don't want to know, and people... just should know.
Well, if you're modelling later, that's the reason why. But don't do it. Just my advice to anyone, you better just go and freeballing it.
Then wearing thongs to sport.
Yeah, because wearing a thong, do you know what, Jade? I'm sure that there's one person out there that's taking your advice. Don't wear... a G-string to pickleball.
Basically.
Right. Any sport, right?
Any sport. Learn okay. by me. Don't go through this.
Jade, from one mistake to another of yours, there's something I need to talk about here, because yesterday on the show, you guys told the story of how you went and got some free plant pots from the side of the road off Marketplace.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, that's great. I actually applaud that, because I see that sort of thing as recycling. You're saving stuff destined
for the dump.
For the dump, right? But then you said this, and I was totally shocked by it.
Jade wanted these plants, like, from the pots. So there were these big, heavy ceramic pots, and she's like, look, we'll get rid of this old plant out of it and just take the pot.
Yeah, because...
You dump it on the grass.
Yes.
It's no good. You're dumping the soil... all over the grass, somebody's beautiful lawn.
They're like savages.
No,
terrible, because you're making a mess. And that is like one of the pet peeves of most people. A lot of people don't care if you take stuff that's been put out in front of the house for like council collection.
Worst
as
case.
Soon as you make a mess, then you're upsetting people.
No.
And somebody's hard work keeping that lawn beautifully manicured.
Look, I did take the pot to the flower bed and try and get what I could from the soil there.
Yeah, but
no,
you,
she
but
didn't.
Once you left I a pulled... trail of it along this, the...
Can there was
I,
a big
can
pile.
I speak?
You always speak.
You always
once
speak.
I pulled out the tree, obviously soil sort of may have went
everywhere,
all over the place. But... worst case, they hose it into the ground and it gives the lawn a bit of nutrients.
Do you ever no admit good, when you're Jade. Wrong? Like, you just left a filthy mess on that lawn, Jade. I witnessed it. I witnessed it.
It's fine to take free stuff. Leave it tidy. But
oh,
this
look,
is...
it's a bit of soil on some grass.
Okay, this is the debate.
Get over it.
13:10:09.
Imagine if that was your yard.
You'd be
writing letters left, right, and centre to the council.
Get the hose out.
13:10:09, are you team Jade, it's fine to dump the soil over someone's lawn, or are you team Crevo, don't leave a mess when you get free stuff.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And 13:10:09, we're doing a right or wrong this morning, making a mess when picking up free things on the side of the road.
Dirty to me.
I mean, who's actually saying that it's right?
Well,
Jade Leader.
Just to clarify, and I will clarify this, I'm talking about, like, in Jade's situation, you dumped all the soil out and grabbed the pots and ran. A bit went in the flower bed. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
But you still made a mess on someone's grass.
Look, I don't think it was dark. I don't know how messy it really was.
Oh,
but
I did see it. It was messy, Jade. It was everywhere.
I did try to get most of it in the flower bed, but, hey, there was a bit of spillage.
I think if
but there's nothing a hose couldn't fix.
If you take a plant pot, you got to take the soil with you.
No,
water's expensive, Jade. Water's expensive. Why should they pay for your mess?
This is the
do
debate
they not
we're
do
having.
Any gardening?
Water's expensive, Jade. Why should they pay for your mess?
13:10:09. Are you team Jade? Soil on the grass is fine. Or team Crevo, take it with you if you're taking it for free.
All that's right, let's go to Nicole. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you going?
Yeah,
hey,
good,
Nicole.
Thank you. It's terrible, isn't it? Jade shouldn't have left that mess.
It is a bit rude, considering if they wanted the dirt on their property, they would have emptied the dirt out of the pot and just left the pot out for you to take.
But great point.
Nicole, they couldn't get the plants out because they were so root-bound anyway.
And do you do much business on Facebook Marketplace, Nicole?
I try to, but no one ever buys my food.
Oh, Nicole.
Maybe that's another segment. Crevo can mentor you and give you some tips. But wouldn't that, you'd be so filthy, right, if you very kindly and generously put a whole heap of plants out for somebody else to come and take for free and you just leave dirt everywhere. And I just think it's bad tact, bad taste.
I think it's terrible because, I mean, you know, if they wanted to leave dirt everywhere, they would have done it themselves.
You're right. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nicole.
I'm a bad human being.
Creevo, I think you should give Nicole some tips.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can do that offline or maybe another
Nicole,
day.
Creevo's Newcastle's number one Facebook marketplace dealer. Okay. He's very famous. So he might be able to give you some tips.
All right. What are you selling, Nicole, just briefly?
I'm trying to sell a TV cabinet.
Okay. How is the price point?
Like $50.
Oh, that's not too bad. Okay. Have you taken really good photos?
Yes.
Measurements are on there?
Yes, measurements are on there.
Okay, here's my tip for you.
Is it a really ugly TV cabinet,
Nicole?
Is it
like old school pine?
Oh, it is old school, so you can't fit like a really huge TV in the TV spot.
Yeah.
It's really one of those redundant ones. CD storage and DVD storage and a, like, two glass stained doors for you to put things in.
Do you know what, Jade?
Oh, that's all right.
That sounds like something that you would buy because you have lots of DVDs.
And you like stained glass.
I do. You know what you should put the option up there for? Firewood.
No. Don't listen to Jade. Here's what I would do.
That's my solution.
Here's what I would do.
Yeah, no, you do that. Jade will come and take it for free then.
Drop the price.
And then smash the glass and leave it.
Here's my advice for you. Drop the price to $40 or $42.
Uh-huh.
And I reckon, so when you drop the price, it bumps it up in the algorithm, so you'll have more people seeing it. And $8, you won't mind missing out on that, but you've got a better chance of selling it.
Okay, I'll do that, and I'll see what happens.
$42. Let us know. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks for listening, Nicole.
Coming up next, Jade, we're talking prom queen.
No,
of course we are.
This is next level, this story, guys. So it's basically the most ridiculous crime you've ever heard of. So this assistant principal and her daughter have been arrested over rigging the homecoming queen election, which is huge.
Yeah, right. Massive.
Do you not think that's crazy?
No.
Well,
they actually hacked student accounts.
There are real problems in the world, like actual rigged elections happening
in some
countries.
If you're getting arrested.
Oh, and casting fake votes. Like, who does that?
It's pretty crazy.
Oh, my God. Can you believe she's done that? Oh, my God. It's a rigged election.
If they've been arrested, it must be serious.
Mm.
Jade's not happy.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
So, guys, this next story sounds like it should be from a bad teen rom-com. But I love it. Because this mother, along with her daughter, over in the States, they've been arrested after allegedly rigging a high school's homecoming queen election by casting more than 240 votes. So
fake votes.
So they've taken them into custody. Mum's in jail. The daughter's been expelled from school and she's now in a juvenile detention centre. So they take rigging a homecoming queen's election very seriously because they've basically...
That can't be legal, Jay.
No, it is. It's legal. So the police declared in October 2020 hundreds of votes for Tate's High School's homecoming court voting were flagged as fraudulent, with 117 votes originating from the same IP address within a short period of time. Agents uncovered evidence of unauthorized access to the school system from the mum's mobile phone and computers associated with their residence.
Okay, so the crime is not like
rigging the elections, hacking into a government system.
Yeah, exactly.
So they've hacked into the school system and casted all these fake votes.
That's kind of crazy. How much do you really care about being the prom king or queen?
Well, it's huge over there. Because then I think you can go on to compete in other pageants. I think you get a highest status.
I love the pageant
status.
World. There's just so much comedic fodder.
I know.
I love it. The hair, the makeup, the sequins.
If you were in America, you would have been a pageant girl, wouldn't you?
100%.
Question, Jade. Did you go to your school formal?
I did, yeah, but it was a bit lame.
Do they do like a king and queen?
No, they don't believe in that. To be honest, because it's a big popularity contest. It causes animosity between the girls at school. And
it's a big American thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having all that sort of stuff.
Question, did you actually get, like, prom queen outfits?
What do you
for yours? Just to say that you won? Because I know, remember you...
I wore a wedding dress. Does that sum it up for you? I wore a wedding dress. It was beautiful. Like I'll bring in photos.
Like a big sort of white flowing one with a train and everything?
Yeah. I left it on. But it was like, think like an ivory and gold. And it had these beautiful flowers.
Oh, my God.
I kid you not. It was stunning. Oh, bring it in. I'll show you guys.
Trust you to wear a gold wedding dress to your formal.
Yeah.
And then a prom queen style crown to your wedding.
Yeah.
There's some sort of cosmic mix-up that's happened in there along the way, isn't there? Oh, my God.
Well, you've got to make a statement.
You know what? That story has nothing on that. You wore a wedding dress to your Year 12 formal.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait to see the photos, actually.
I'll bring it. Actually, I think I can bring it up for you now.
So what was the general temperature in the room when you walked in with in a wedding dress?
Well, all eyes were on me, obviously.
Obviously.
Fetish for weddings. I've never met somebody like
this. Right? And you might think, oh my God, so like she's nuts, crazy. And I am, and I'll own that. But the thing is that I've just, since I was probably from that age around 17, 18, I always used to buy wedding magazines my entire life. Like, I love weddings. Hence why it's actually, like, I am studying my marriage celebrant course now. But the thing is, like, I actually went and studied event management at TAFE so I could become a wedding planner.
Really?
That's why I went into it. I just fell into radio. But, yeah, I love weddings. I'm really passionate about it.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. I always have. And I kept all my wedding magazines.
Do you still have them to this day?
Yeah, yep.
How many do you reckon you've got?
I only kept to the best ones now that I really liked.
Good 300-400?
No, not that many. I don't know. Like, maybe 30? Which is still a lot.
Just when I thought I'd like learned everything about you, Jade, you come out with that. That's why I love you.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Guys, I've got an I Can't Believe It coming up next. I've got to tell you this story about a South African pastor who is, let's just say, adopting some different techniques to help people, I guess, abolish the sins from their lives.
Oh.
Okay, so he's performing miracles?
Well, he claims to be.
Okay.
I've got it. You just have to wait for it next. What he's doing to these people is absolutely disgusting.
Really? An unorthodox priest.
An unorthodox priest, and you all know how that goes. Mm. Not good.
This is PG, though, this story.
Oh, yeah. Totally PG. I'll tell you next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I can't believe it. Now, I was just telling you guys about unorthodox priests, and what I mean by that is, you know, you see those, like, weird churches, and they have those really extra pastors that they're just so over the top.
Mm.
A lot of pastors out there like to claim that they are connected to God, including this man. We're going over to a town in South Africa called Limpopo. Now, let's meet Pastor Chris Penelope, a self-proclaimed man of God. Now, Pastor Penelope was photographed sitting on his church members' faces and farting on them.
Get out of town.
Say what now?
The pastor claims to heal people by farting on their heads / nostrils, releases the Holy Spirit to the person that he farts on. What?
I put it to you guys, this guy has some sort of sick fetish. He's thought of a way to like get people into it. Okay, you're gonna defend him here.
I'm gonna defend him.
All right, good luck. Good luck defending the guy who farts on people's faces.
I give him creative points. You know, Limpopo. Not a lot of people going there. You know what I mean? So he's trying to get foot traffic into his church. Word spreading around the world that he can perform miracles. And hey, if it helps people gain faith, then why not? He's doing a good deed.
He states that the farts are anointed and instantly perform miracles. Earlier this year, it was reported that dozens of businesses were all over the church patiently waiting to receive the holy fart. They think that it'll help their business and make them rich.
That is just absolutely crazy.
Have you ever tried farting on cue? Obviously, the Holy Spirit is within him, because imagine if there's like 100 people lined up ready to get blessed by his cheeks. You can't.
Jade, if you
can't
think,
just suck in air and...
If you think that he...
this has got to be a fake story.
You can't be right. Surely not. I mean, Jade's right into it for some weird reason, thinks it's absolutely fine.
Because I'm a believer. I like to believe in miracles.
Some business people wait 2 months queuing for this man to fart on their faces so that they may start winning tenders again. Most of the people pay a lot to collect the farting aroma on containers to always smell when they attend business meetings and deals, an ex-member testified. Other people slash members of the church have also agreed, praising the pastor for being the reason behind the members' expensive cars and houses.
You know what? Good on him.
Well, there's a man that's gone, do you know what? He's a whole bunch of idiots. And now I'm going to exploit these idiots and I'm going to make them pay me.
Make
as much money as possible out of something pretty terrible.
You know what? The universe works in mysterious ways, guys. That's all I'm
that
saying.
Isn't one of them. He doesn't have any miracles inside him that he's expelling that way. I'm saying right now. That's a
Pastor Penelope. Wow. Birthday
we'll
Lotto.
Out later, hey?
No, we won't. There'll be none of that going
birthday
on.
Birthday Lotto up next. Worth 600 today, Crevo.
Nice. Yeah, and we're looking for the month of October. 13-10-09, if you were born in October and you want to score yourself $600,
Jade.
You got a chance at the cash. Ignore that stink box over there.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're about to play, guys, birthday lotto today worth $600. Let's do it.
This is The Novos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, you got an opportunity to win cash twice every day with us. Very easy. All you have to do is be born. October babies is what we're looking for right now.
Just have to point out, I know tonight is 50 million Powerball, but these odds are way better.
That's right. And just this is saying. Our own version of Lotto. It's heaps better.
Yep.
I know which one I'd prefer.
Oh, I'd like a quick 600. Let's go to Hayley. She's from Cessnock. She's a preschool teacher, has 8 kids ranging in the ages of 8 to 19. Hayley, how?
Hi.
Hello. Are you not tired? 8 kids ranging from 8 to 19?
Always tired.
Oh.
Hey, Hayley, is your house actually the preschool?
No.
Oh, my God.
How do you get...
It feels like a bit of a circus sometimes.
How do you, like, transport them all around? Do you have a trailer or something?
No. Lucky enough that one of them's got their license now, so...
Oh, that's so good.
That's really that's nice. Nice. My mum's one of 8, and big families are a lot of fun.
You know what, Hayley? You're obviously somebody that loves kids, which is great. Let's win you some money. $600. I'm sure that'll help out with the food bill. Give us a spin, Jade.
All right. Ooh. Okay, Hayley.
Here we go.
I hope today's your lucky day and you were born on the 21st of October.
No, I was born on the 1st.
Oh, too bad.
I'm sorry. Thank you, though. Enjoy your day, Hayley. A birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock. $600, guys. Stand by for that.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? There's like skin deep level prank, and then there's Jackson pranks. Prank. Like, he really goes borderline sadistic. Remember that time he was going to kidnap me in a van?
Yeah, but I didn't because I realised how bad that would have been.
The Novos.
New FM. That makes the world go.
Big thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe for hooking us up with the delicious coffees this morning. If you're needing a mobile cafe out to your business, your house, whatever, jump online, check them out.
Hey, do you know what's so great? I noticed those New South Wales government Dine and Discover vouchers are now available.
Yes.
So how does that work?
You get $25 vouchers, Creever, that you need to spend in the region here.
Right.
These little books have been distributed around the city with just all different hospitality
dining options.
It's so good. Yes. I think you get involved.
Great little business.
Google that.
Great opportunity for businesses. I hope the local economy really does well from this.
Well, I think they're calling it the Newcastle Food Month in April. So every night in this book, there's a highlight of where you should go and what you can try.
Yeah, we'll get those vouchers. $25, you get up to $100, I think.
Yeah, per household, I think.
So good.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's good.
Good stuff.
But guys, I love talking about this, baby names. So it's a thing. I think it's a woman thing in particular. But nurses and midwives on Reddit have been recalling the times they felt they had to step in to try and prevent a parent from giving their child an incredibly unfortunate name. One nurse has actually talked about the time she had to talk a couple out of naming their child after a toilet. I kid you not.
What, Coroma?
No. So this nurse said she had to intervene because she said the couple wanted to name their child Latrine, and she said she had to explain that naming the poor baby after a hole in the ground that soldiers used to, relieve their bowels into. And she said she was horrified.
I thought she maybe conceived in a bathroom or something.
No. They just thought, Latrine sounds like a nice name, and they didn't know what it actually meant. So luckily the nurse, told them.
You can't do that.
But what's even funnier, right? So the couple changed the baby's name to Katrina, right? But 2 days after the child was born, and it was named Katrina, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans.
Oh.
That poor baby.
From New Orleans.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's not ideal, is it?
No, it's not, but there you go. So on 131009, have you had to talk someone out of a bad baby name?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Have you had to talk someone out of a bad baby name?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah, I love talking bad baby names. It's such a fun conversation to have. And if you've had to do it, 131009, if you've had to talk someone out of a bad baby name, because...
You know what, though? You sit here and we're all laughing at bad baby names, but when you're in the moment and you have the responsibility on your shoulders of naming your child, I understand how people can, sometimes make the wrong turn.
Sorry, you can't miss... This isn't a wrong turn. A nurse has written that a couple that she'd help birth their baby names their kid Monster Galileo.
That's pretty bad.
Monster. Like, what a terrible name for a child.
What would you call your child, Jade?
Jade the second. We already know that. Jade Jr.
It's just appalling. This one's sort of funny, though.
That's original.
No. This is a great story. Another nurse jumped on the feed and said that she has a false leg and that her parents had to be talked out of calling her Peggy by the midwife.
Oh, my God. That's full on.
Yeah.
I mean, it sort of feels like that Dare ad where he's like, I'm going to call it Callum. Murray.
Yeah, but naming the first one earlier, a couple trying to name their child Latrine.
Not good.
That's pretty bad.
That's really bad.
All right, let's go to Karen. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Tell us about the bad baby name and who you had to talk out of it.
Well, I had a chance of being in the hospital when my son had his baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the couple that were in the room next to him called their baby Absidy. And it was spelt A-B-C-D-E.
Like
Absidy.
That is terrible.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I sort of said something to the mum, and then the dad walked in and he said, at least she'll learn her alphabet really quickly.
Oh. There's lazy parents right there. Right?
A, B, C, D, E.
That's just having them having 9 months of thinking about the baby coming up and spending 0 minutes working on the name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did the mum like the name when you mentioned it to her?
Well, when I first heard the nurse say Absidy, I thought, that's a bit different. But then when I looked at the crib and seen how it was spelt, I thought, oh, that's just ridiculous.
God, that kid will be straight down to, like, birth, deaths and marriages to change his name as soon as he possibly can.
Made my morning.
Maybe the XYZ.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, Karen, I love
that. That is a great
also
story.
Also known as XYZ.
Out of curiosity, what did your son name his baby?
Ivy Tiaram.
Love, Ivy's nice.
Yeah.
I don't meet too many Ivies, actually. It's actually quite a nice old-fashioned name that you don't really hear too much of.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful name, and it suits her, like, that's nice. Her. Yeah, yeah.
Absidy XYZ, you've got 3 seconds.
I'm going to count.
Oh, my God.
No,
thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much.
That's exactly the call we wanted.
I don't think you can beat that.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
I take back what I said about the wrong turns earlier.
Sometimes some people just shouldn't have children. Like,
so what you're saying is the government should pick names for the children that are born.
Definitely put that on the banned names list. That's just terrible.
It should be banned.
Hey, we've got Love It or Loathe It coming up next. Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics, and we're talking free lunches.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yes, guys, topic number one today, love it or loathe it, Crevo and Jade, free lunches.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
I love it. I love a free lunch. Who doesn't like free food?
There's no such thing as a free lunch. You always owe someone something or you end up in someone's pocket. Like, there's always trouble.
Mm.
I like to pay for my own stuff.
And you love
Not
it, of course.
Not really. Yeah.
That's
you
quite negative, Crevo.
Maddie pay for meals for you.
Yeah. If I've already, given him a lift or something.
Mm.
So, if you're throwing out a favour to someone and then they throw one back, that's all right. But just a free lunch out of nowhere, I'm suspicious.
No, I'll take it. Graciously.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. The reason I bring this up yesterday, Jay got a free lunch yesterday at my house.
Oh.
Yeah, she did offer to chuck in. Well, you did.
You got a discount on you.
Long story short. So, Jade comes over. I wanted to show her my place. So, she comes in.
Yeah.
And she goes, I feel like Thai. And she goes, look, I'm happy to chuck in, but I'd like some Massaman beef curry, I'd like some pad thai, and I'd like a can of Coke. And I thought, does she really expect me to pay?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't like providing free lunches because I really did feel pressured.
I said
I really did. And do you know what, Jade? You are such a stinge. You did offer, but
let me check my wallet. Oh, I've left it in my other pants.
Reality is, you weren't going to chip in for that lunch.
I was. I would have transferred your money straight away.
$55 that cost me.
No, it wasn't. It was $48. I checked the receipt.
Now she's decided. Sorry? How much was it?
It was $48.
Still.
How come you didn't chip in?
55.
Why didn't you transfer him some money?
Because he said, no, I offered 3 times. That's the rule. You offer to pay 3 times if they don't, after the third time.
What I'm saying, do you know what she's done this morning? She said to me last night, look, I know you've just had to pay a lot of money out for bonds and the like and you're a little bit broken. She goes, it's okay. Like, you don't have to pay me for the lifts this week. And I was like, look, I'll take that. But I thought, no, I've already paid for them, for half of them at least. So you're giving a discount. It's not even a full discount. You're taking the full credit for it.
The two of you, keeping score over who's bought who lunch. This is one of the longest running, score battles in history. Why don't you just every time pay for your own stuff and then you don't have to worry about it?
It's the only game Maddie likes to play.
What do you mean?
You refuse to come to the gym with me now. You don't like coming to pickleball. You don't come and watch me play field hockey. So,
you can do the money scorekeeping game.
Yeah.
It always turns into this. Let me just school you on something. Okay. I'm not here as an... I'm not here to live my life through you. I'm here to live my life for me.
How's it,
I don't
want
to go and watch you play pickleball and field hockey. Not happening.
Oh,
sorry, doll. Get your husband. That's what you've got a husband for. You know, you task him with those things.
You're Jade's work husband, though. Don't
you
forget that.
Actually, sometimes he's my work wife. We went to Coles the other day, right? And I was getting dinner. And those who know me, I hate cooking. I loathe it so much. Like, going to the shops to buy food even irritates me. So we were there. I was looking around. I picked up a quiche. And I got a salad, and I said to Maddie, garlic bread would go really nice with this. So I'm walking around, I'm looking at the garlic breads. Maddie goes, you should get him this one. He'll love you for it. And then I'm like, really?
Like a fancier one.
And then Maddie's like, yeah, trust me, you'll really like this. Treat him. I was like, yeah, okay. So I got it. And then we're walking. Maddie likes to push the trolley for me when we go shopping. And I said, I'm so glad I have you in my life. I learn how to treat a man right when I'm with you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jay.
If you're asking what relationship I have to this, any relationship where I don't have to spend hours shopping with someone else.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go. 105 minutes of commercial-free music is kicking off after 9 o'clock with Jackson.
No.
Awesome, Nelly.
Yeah, my favourite thing in the world is a church service. Do you know the televised church services?
Yeah.
Of the whole choir singing this. So fascinating. If you have 5 minutes today, do a bit
that
of the YouTube.
Check it out.
Bless yourself. Ava Max as well, my
love
head and my heart.
Can't beat this. Natalie Imbruglia is still living off the royalties of this song, I'm sure.
That's true. She's on the X Factor over in the UK.
Is
and those
she?
Two little British girls that punched each other were like, hey, where you, love?
She has the most beautiful blue eyes.
Oh, how do you know that? Have you met her?
I just remember seeing him in the film clip.
Oh, yeah. No, she was very pretty, wasn't she?
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Did you have a crush on Natalie Imbruglia, Crevo, growing up?
Can't say I did.
You like a brunette?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
hair was too short in the video for you.
Yeah, probably. I like longer hair.
Okay.
No secret.
It's all about the hair. Thank you, Jackson. Up next, though, Crevo, we're talking birthday cakes getting banned at school. It's a story out at the moment, right?
Yeah, this is making big news because schools are actually cracking down on this, celebrating birthdays of students with cake because there's a number of things, number of concerns, especially around, like, coronavirus hygiene, like the protocols around that, plus a number of other things, including allergies, etc. And you know what? I think about time. Cake is a scourge on schools and needs to be banned. Like, they got to get rid of it. It just creates so many problems. Kids have peanut allergies. You got all these hygiene issues. Plus, it never ends up, like, fair and right. Like, the cake always gets divided up. Some kid misses out. It's terrible. Get rid of it. It's about time. Let's end cake.
Okay, first of all, don't most schools already ban peanuts and any sort of nut product?
Yeah, and cake as well officially now.
But you can't ban cake. How ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous banning cake. That was one of the coolest things I remember being in primary school. And if it was someone's birthday and the parents brought a cake in to celebrate, we all ate it. No one died. It was great.
It's nothing but trouble. I'm telling you now.
131009, are you on Team Crevo? Ban the cake. Is the PC police over here? Or are you on Team Jade?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so last year, heaps of schools, both public and private, banned cake. Obviously, at first, due to COVID-19, all the food sharing limitations. And then some schools are just going, you know what? School has been better since we banned it. We're just going to keep the ban because it just causes heaps of problems. You got problems with not enough cake being there for the whole class. Kids, like, you know, eating so unhealthily. You got peanut allergies. You got all of these issues. And most of them are caused by one of the roots of all evil, cake.
No,
in
it's
schools.
Ridiculous.
It's a real problem.
Crevo.
It needs to be stamped out. And if you see a cake in a school, get rid of them.
What kind of flog hates on cake? I'm just saying.
Look,
don't we have bigger problems in the world to solve?
Cake is a sometimes food, and that's fine on occasion, but keep it in your own home. Don't bring it into the school, causing all the problems that come with it.
Some of the best memories in at primary school are shared over cake, celebrating with your classmates. I remember particular Cheryl. She came in and her mum Cheryl, and it was her eighth birthday. I can't remember her surname now. It might have been.
So there was an 8-year old called Cheryl.
Yeah, there
her
was.
Parents need to get with the times.
I grew up in Caboolture, mate. Like it was Cheryl class.
I take that back. I believe it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. And it was her 8th birthday, and it was the coolest cake I'd ever seen. So it was like one of those ones from the Women's Day. Cookbooks, you know, the birthday cake.
Like made really badly.
In the shape of roughly a car. Yeah.
Look, it was a snake.
Did Cheryl have a sister called Beryl?
In the shape of an eight. Look, I can't, no, actually, I think she was an only child.
Okay.
Hey, Bernadette, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Hey, good, thanks. Question, should we be banning birthday cakes from school?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I've got to agree with Jade. As a teacher, when you watch these children's faces when they bring in their cake and they share it and their manners and the way it's their special day,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Yeah, you do bring
sharing's caring.
No, I've got a question. Okay, you're a teacher. How often do you see, like, problems arise when birthday cakes are brought into school? Like, surely it doesn't happen all that much.
No, look, parents are really respectful. They'll actually ask a few days before usually and ask how many children have any allergies or anything, and they'll try and bring in something that all the kids can eat, or they bring in separate things for those children. And the teacher usually has natural sweets or something in their drawer, so that if there is cake, the person that has the child that has the allergy doesn't miss out.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
I think that's beautiful because, you know, I feel sorry for the children out there that do have allergies, but if there's one kid in the class, don't ruin it for the rest.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call, Bernadette. Appreciate that.
Who do we have up next?
Robbie. Hello, Robbie.
Crevo.
Yeah.
Shame bells.
Oh, Robbie's got her own shame bell.
Oh, Robbie, you make me proud.
But do you not,
shame.
Robbie, do you not worry about all the trouble that cake causes at school? Because it's just, it's like a major source of drama, don't you think?
Crevo, the only trouble is you saying that the kids are going to miss out. Like, you monopolising the tick tablets for the dogs.
You know how you tried to take all, you were going to buy all the Tic tablets and resell them at full price?
You're against kids' health. You're against free business.
Oh.
What kind of person are you, Robbie?
Thank you, Robbie. One more. Let's go to Danielle this morning. Hey, Danielle.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk cake. Should we ban it at schools?
Absolutely not. I have two boys in primary school myself.
Yeah.
But, Crevo, in regards to kids missing out on cake, majority of the time, schools actually allow us to take cupcakes rather than cake.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And they also tell us if there are any allergies in the class and how many children there are, so the amount of cupcakes can be made. And if there are any allergies, then the parents can then make cupcakes per allergy order.
Can I ask you a question, Danielle?
Yep.
Because since, like, I'm a bit old school, when I was at school, there wasn't any of this, like, allergy business, right? It's sort of gotten...
I'm sure they were there,
Jane. Yeah, but...
If you had an allergy, you just swole up.
Well, no. I never once, when I was at school, had an issue with a kid who had an allergy in class. But I'm curious, what are the stats now? Like, do any, like... you say they let you know if there's kids with allergies. How often is there a kid with an allergy in the class?
My eldest is in year 6, and I've never once had to cater to a kid who's got an allergy.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Look, we'll wrap this up this morning, Crevo, and your terrible cake hate crime with our own Shame Bell. Shame, you cake-hating,
thanks
terrible
for all
man.
All your calls.
Thank you.
Yeah, feel, much appreciated. Look, I feel like there's not everyone's with me, but you,
do you know what?
You know
though,
what? I'll bring a cake in tomorrow, no, Maddie, and Creva can't have any.
No, you know what? Creva, you can't imply that parents are idiots, and that's what you just did there.
No, no,
and they
I
just
wasn't
schooled you.
That.
Yeah, you got
for
schooled.
Your unpopular opinion. Hey, a birthday lotto is up next, worth $600 today, Jade.
Yes. So if you want to get your paws on that $600, all you have to do is have a birthday. We're going to pick a month.
Don't have a cake with Grevo's coming around.
we're going to pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you want to be the first through on 13 10 09 to spin the birthday balls for your chance to win.
It's come up November.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
That's right, birthday lotto. $600 up for grabs right now. If you were born in the month of November, you will be the lucky person to spin our birthday balls. Jennifer from Cardiff.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we are doing well. Now, I believe you're on your way to your friends for a puppy play date. Two cheese and a husky.
Do you have the husky?
Sorry?
Do you have the husky or the chihuahuas?
I've got both.
Oh, they're all yours.
Yes. Yeah, my friend has a collie, a kelpie, and I think she's an Afghan cross.
Oh, my God. You guys just have, like, the United Nations of dogs.
Oh,
that
how
place.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you two chihuahuas. What are they, long-haired or short-haired?
One long-haired, one short-haired.
Oh, how cute. I love the sound of them already.
Spin the balls, Jade.
All right, here we go.
Jade's like, chihuahuas, where are they at? Give me their address.
You ever need a dog sitter, Jennifer, Jade is always up for it.
For the chihuahuas.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, husky no good.
The husky will have to stay home.
Yeah. Sorry.
Here it is.
I was only joking, but Jade's for real.
Okay, so I really hope you're born on the 30th of November.
Oh, no.
What date?
No. I was born on the 16th.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. Enjoy the puppy play date, though. Thank you.
Have fun.
Tomorrow, worth $625, guys. That is us done. Jackson is in next. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
I got some Miley Cyrus, who's been quiet lately. I just did a bit of a Google on her. The only thing she's up to is falling out of a bathtub last night.
Plain
low. Not much happening there. The song that always just reminds me to shave.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Really?
It reminds me of a woman laying back in a bath with her legs out
of
the water.
Oh, because of the razors.
Yeah.
Also reminds me of Selma and Patty from The Simpsons, and I'm not 100% sure why.
I love a hairy-legged woman.
Diplo as well.
Oh, I love this one. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. It's kicking off next. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Stay safe in the rain.
Bye.
Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.